Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tila nakatakdang mas mabilis na makabawi ang ekonomiya ng Australia mula sa mga hamon na dala ng COVID-19 pandemic kaysa sa inaasahan. Inihatid ni Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg ang mid-year economic update, 3 buwan matapos na ideklara ng bansa ang isang recession. Sa tampok na ulat ni Shubha Krishnan at Karishma Luthria na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ayon kay Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, ang pinakabagong update ay nagpapahiwatig na mas mabilis na nakakabawi ngayon ang ekonomiya kaysa mula sa iba pang resesyon na hinarap ng Australia. Anya, ang mga positibong pangyayari ay sakto sa pagsapit ng Pasko.
Australians are approaching Christmas with optimism and hope. Consumer and business confidence are back at pre-COVID levels. 85% of the 1.3 million Australians who either lost their jobs or saw their working hours reduced to zero at the start of the crisis are now back at work.
Ang halos $214 billion na budget deficit ng gobyerno ay binago at mas mababa lamang ito sa $200 billion. Ayon sa gobyerno, ito ay dahil sa mas mababang antas ng kawalang trabaho, mas mataas na tax receipts, at nabawasan na paggasta sa mga subsidiya sa sahod. Ani Trade Minister Simon Birmingham, indikasyon ito kung gaano kahusay na umangkop ang mga Australiano.
This budget update tells a story of resilience, of recovery, and of Australians getting back to work. Stronger business and consumer confidence means more Australians are in jobs. There are fewer demands on government programs and stronger than expected revenue.
Ang antas ng walang trabaho o unemployment rate noong Nobyembre ay bumaba sa 6.8% na may 84,000 na full-time na mga trabaho ang nalikha at 5,800 naman na part-time na posisyon. Sinabi naman ng Reserve Bank na ang antas ng walang trabaho sa ngayon ay malamang na hindi umabot ng 8% na tulad ng unang pinangangambahan. Ngunit sa kabila ng mas mabilis na pag-recover ng merkado ng paggawa, plano pa ring pahabain ng gobyerno ang job seeker payment hanggang Marso ng parating na taon. Ito'y matapos ng mas mabilis na pagkawala ng mga Australiano sa job seeker subsidy kaysa sa inaasahan sa budget estimate noong Oktubre. Ang dating $101 billion na halaga ng pagpapatakbo ng mga programa ng subsidiya ay ibinaba na ngayon sa $90 billion. Ito'y labis na positibong development ayon kay Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
There has been no change to the planned end to JobKeeper at the end of March. But I do want to point out what a successful program this has been, supporting 3.6 million Australians through the September quarter. And there are 2 million fewer Australians who are on JobKeeper today compared to the numbers that were on JobKeeper in September. This is a function of the labour market improving. This is a function of businesses now getting customers back through their doors. That is a very positive thing.
Sinabi naman ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison na alam ng Partido Liberal ang sekreto sa matatag na budget.
Today, but I can tell you the biggest thing that will restore the budget and has restored it in the past and got us back to balance is getting Australians back in work. That's what balances budgets. When Australians no longer need income support from taxpayers and become taxpayers themselves. That is the secret to good, strong budget management, as well as having a sharp pencil.
Ngunit sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Labor para Treasury, Jim Chalmers, hindi sapat na mabilis ang pagkilos ng pamahalang Morrison para doon sa mga walang trabaho.
So the economy is recovering, but it isn't rebounding strongly enough or quickly enough for the 2.2 million Australians who still don't have a job or can't find the hours that they need to support their loved ones. Now, in the Treasurer's flurry of slogans and self-congratulation, he seems to have forgotten those Australians who still don't have enough work.
Iyon din ang saloobin ng CEO ng Australian Council of Social Services, Cassandra Goldie.
We've still got over 1.6 million people relying on JobSeeker, and the only future presented to them right now is a hope of employment, but the reality that on 1 January they will be facing a cut to JobSeeker. Their incomes will be brought down to just $50 per day, and if the government doesn't do anything further and you're unable to get more paid work, you'll be down onto just $40 a day by the end of March.
Isa pang alalahanin para sa budget ay ang tumitinding alitan sa China patungkol sa kalakalan. Ayon sa gobyerno, may mga pagsisikap para mabawasan ang pagdepende ng Australia sa China sa pagsabing may mataas na demand para sa Australian iron ore. Bumaba din ang net na utang mula sa dating $703 billion ay naging $692 billion na. Nagbabala ang tagapagsalita ng Labor para Finance, Cathy Gallagher, na maaaring tumaas ang debt deficit sa susunod na taon.
We are going to see debt exceed $1 trillion. The deficit next year is going to be twice as big as last year. And I think with the books in that sort of shape, it becomes even more important that the quality of the government spend is top notch.
Inamin ni Josh Frydenberg na mahirap na bayaran ang utang ng Australia habang ito'y bumabawi mula sa pandemya. Ngunit ang positibong budget outlook ay nakatuon sa kakayahan ng Australia na makunti na ang virus, mapanatiling bukas sa mga borders sa mga estado, inaasahan na maibigay ang bakuna sa Marso, at pagtaas ng domestic na pagbiyahe.
But the road ahead is challenging, very challenging. We have not yet defeated the virus. It still is with us. Our recovery is very much dependent upon our continued success in containing COVID-19. That is the one thing that dents confidence. If you have stop, start, restrictions, lockdowns, border closures.
Para sa mahakbang pangkalusugan at suporta na kasalukuyang ipinapatupad bilang tugon sa COVID-19 pandemic, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.